Chairman Stephen Mayne, small shareholder. You've talked about a write-down of intangibles. Now, intangibles on the balance sheet are 330 million, total equity is 340 million. So clearly intangibles are 97% of our claimed net assets and equity. Market cap's about 150. So there's probably 180 million, which the market is saying isn't there. Is that giving us a bit of a picture as to what we're looking at in terms of the write-down?
Thank you for your question, Stephen. Just as background for all shareholders, I might give some comment about where the intangibles come from. As a result of the unstapling in August 2006, EDB acquired some specific revenue streams from Everest Capital Limited. These revenue streams relate to fees associated with the management of specific funds. A reduction in AUM from those acquired funds, regardless or not of whether or not you raise the funds under the new trust, may lead to a write-down of the intangibles. Now, should EBV write down these assets, it would be a non-cash accounting entry and does not impact the investment or general operation activities of the company. It would, however, impact the profits of the company and our ability to pay a dividend in 2008. We're investigating, management that is, the possibility, or the ability of the company to pay a return of capital in the absence of dividend. Obviously, any decision to make a return of capital will first need shareholder and board approval. To answer your question more specifically, Stephen, the answer to your question is no, because there is considerable value in the revenue streams that were acquired, and the quantum of any write-down would be dependent on the A level. So your figures are wildly in excess of any number that the board